This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the last day to get a COVID-19 test at the Pepsi Center in Denver. Health officials are asking college students studying in Denver to get tested before the site closes. They need to bring a valid student ID and go through a specific lane. The site closes at 4 p.m. It's been running since May. Denver will now focus on community testing sites throughout the city. Since the start of the pandemic, Coloradans have died from drug overdoses in much higher numbers than in previous years. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In May, 128 Coloradans died of unintentional overdoses, according to state health department data. The Gazette reports that's almost twice the number documented in that month in 2017, 2018, and 2019. Leaders of mental health groups say stressful events drive up anxiety, depression, suicides, and substance use. Also, the sharp economic downturn hammered the state's budget. That's meant cuts to drug prevention programs, though new federal funding should help. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Four Corners region will get a new weather station. Officials in La Plata County and the Southern Ute Indian Tribe have announced they plan to build the station on tribal lands just south of Durango in southwestern Colorado. The system is expected to fill what's considered a big blind spot for weather and radar modeling. Those areas currently rely on data from elevations that are too high to make an accurate forecast and can miss incoming storms. Southwestern Colorado and the rest of Colorado have mostly sunny skies today. Temperatures staying fairly cool in the 70s mostly. Along the Front Range, 60s in the mountains. This is CPR News.